This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
We're joined in the studio this evening by the fellows from Bunkface. Say
Woo!
Hello.
Woo!
What's up, what BFM?
Up? Welcome to the studio.
Yeah. Thank you.
How are you guys?
We are very good. Thank you for having us.
Absolute pleasure. We're hoping it's going to get really nice and noisy tonight. How's things going?
Oh, yeah, we've been busy.
Yes?
Yes, busy day.
Busy day today.
Busy day today. Recorded some stuff. Mm-hmm. We're coming up with a new English album soon.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Do we have a title for it yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Nothing can be revealed yet.
So very shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. We're all going to be quiet.
So it's basically just record.
Uh-huh.
And then just jam.
Okay.
Try and get everything together. So yeah, that's
that's been today. But about the last 6 months, you've been busy fellas as well. You've been doing stuff for Bobo Boy and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah. Bobo Boy.
Bobo Boy, the soundtrack for the Bobo Boy.
Right, yeah. How was that?
Good, really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, the feedback was
good.
Great.
Good feedback.
Because the movie's going to be premiered in the whole Southeast Asia, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a huge thing. And we have offers from Indonesia to... After Bobo Boy reached there, so we have offers from Indonesia. So
that's how it works, right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Right, I mean, that and the 1.7 million views of the video on YouTube, I think, it's probably helped a little bit, you know. That might have helped a bit.
It did.
If you have any questions for us or the fellas, do tweet us. We're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. We do have a giveaway, of course. We're giving away Spotify swag. What's in the bag?
Now, we're giving away a tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, a 3-man premium pass. Now, all you have to do is just answer this simple question. Tell us, what is the name of Beyonce's latest album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
Right then. So, I'm reading about your stuff. You know, punk rock is at your heart, right?
Yeah.
And then I find out you've released some perfume.
Oh!
I'm just like, how do these two, you go from punk rock to perfume? Tell me about this decision.
Even though Sex Pistols have their own perfume.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because you ever smell it?
It's still,
I can tell you it wasn't good.
It's still punk rock perfume.
Right, it's punk rock perfume.
But what made you guys want to, like, you know, create a perfume?
Well, basically, a good friend of ours approached us and he offered us the business deal.
Right.
Because so, nowadays everyone is like doing perfume and I think it's on the cheap maybe.
It's either perfume or it's some other beauty products and I couldn't see you guys selling that, you know.
No way. So perfume is fine with us because we have Revolution for guys and then we have For Her.
Oh.
So that's for the good, for the chick.
Okay. Yeah. And you can buy that now already?
Yes. You can go to our Instagram,
Bunkface Perfume,
uh-huh.
and also our Facebook, Bunkface Perfume.
Excellent
stuff. So, what kind of scent are you guys, you know, are we looking at? You know,
just smell them. go and have a big sniff.
Is it flowery? You know,
just go buy it.
Exactly. Just go buy that. Yeah. Stop asking so many questions. Just go smell.
Yeah. Do we have some in our studio?
I'm sure we could do. Maybe you can give us some so we can give some away to, you know, your fans or something.
Yeah.
Later on, we'll pass it.
All right, we'll try and do something like that. Okay, folks, again, quick reminder, 016-201-9000. We are giving away Spotify swag, 3-month premium pass.
Sunglasses,
a bag,
and a tote bag.
All you have to do is answer this question.
Tell us, what is the name of Beyonce's latest album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
All right, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with the boys from Bunkface. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
In the studio we have...
Bunkface.
Right, names. Give me your names.
Oh, fine.
Oh, that was good.
We have Bunkface. We have another Bunkface.
Yeah.
We have a third Bunkface.
Bunkface 1, 2 and 3.
Sam, you're fine.
Okay, right. So they're with us all the way through until 9 p.m, folks. They've got some perfume out. Head over and buy some of that. You can all stink like them. We're looking forward to that. Of course, it's Spotify Friday, so we're giving away their stuff. 016-201-9000. Just answer this question.
What is the name of Beyonce's latest album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
Right, so I understand that not too long ago you were here in the studio with Ali Johan.
Yes.
And he was talking to you about one thing or another. And he mentioned to me today that the way in which your band works, you have an interesting business model, how things work and how your kind of division of roles works.
Yes.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, basically, it's not just a band because we have our merchandise business, and Pa'an over here, he handles all the studio stuff, and then the financial stuff, and then Yop handles the merchandise, I do the songs.
Right.
So it's easy to divide each roles, so everything is like in place.
Mm. Yeah.
So every time they want a song, they'll be like, Sam, mana lagu? And then I'll be saying to Yop, like, okay, what's the next design? Stuff right. like that to... with the new single,
right?
To like, and then Pa'an,
the toke for the money,
okay. Right? Yeah. The toke for the money. Yeah. Ah. So he has the purse strings, he has the wallet, everything.
Yeah, because he's the most honest, I think.
The most trustable.
Yeah, the most trustable member.
Thank you for trusting me.
Right, right, right. But I mean, so that must mean you have a heck of a lot of trust in one another to know who's doing exactly what.
Exactly, because we knew each other since we were kids.
Mm. Right.
I met Yop when I was like 6-7 years old, and Pa'an in primary school, so that's how close we are.
Right.
And what we have fights, you know, ups and downs, you know, being in a band, team. But we always try to work it out, and here we are, 10 years already.
Yeah, wow. I mean, that's what I was gonna say. 10 years is a long time, you know, for any band. I mean, apart from the Rolling Stones and you know and whatever. But and to kind of stick with your style, and some of the people that you've worked with, I was watching you perform with Ella recently as well. I mean, how was that? I mean, that looked like a lot of fun.
You mean the mashup?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's Ella. You know what I mean? She's like the Ratu Rock, Queen of Rock in Malaysia, and she has so much character to her, charisma. Mm. So we like working with her, and then it was easy to blend our songs and hers. And yeah, she's the type that's like, okay, let's do it. You know, it's like, seems so easy.
Not too much preparation. Let's just do it.
Let's just do it. So that's how we roll too. It's this rock and roll. Just.
It's a lot of fun doing it that way, you know. Too much preparation makes it boring, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so, you know, when you were growing up and you say you've known each other a long time, were you all listening to the same kind of music? And is that kind of how you clicked and became friends?
I don't know, because when I met Pa'an, Pa'an was listening to Chinese songs.
Chinese rock songs?
Chinese rock songs.
Yeah. You was into, like, K-pop?
Really?
Oh. No, we just...
Can we get a confessional mic for that?
You know, what about you?
He listened to Brissy Boys. NSYNC.
Boys.
Love.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the kind of stuff you listen to, the Backstreet Boys, and you know.
Yeah. NSYNC, because of what? Because my sister,
yeah,
she used to like play those songs really, really out loud
at
home, you know?
So caught in your head.
So I was like, okay, what's this? Okay, fine.
Well, you got to get a bit of soul in you now and again. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right. So what have you got coming up then? I mean, how busy are you going to be over the next few months? I mean, you're working on this new English album that we can't talk about, but we kind of mentioned.
We can't go detail about it because everything is in process still, recording studio and stuff. We just released the latest single is Darah Muda.
Yeah.
And then there was the Bobo Boy. Masih di sini. And then the next single will be Kembali.
Kembali.
And we just talked about this. We're going to fly to New Zealand to do the video.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, just to get that.
You didn't want to film in Klang, you know. you know, you didn't want to do that.
We've done it before. We know how it turns out like.
So the idea behind New Zealand is to what? Just have some kind of backdrop that's different to the other stuff? Or
We're just going to do a trip camper van.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go from Auckland to Queenstown.
It's just to get the scenery.
Scenery, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the snowy mountain view.
Yeah.
Because the song is it's a bit slow and it's about more like a bit of love song. So we just wanted to be in that environment, a different environment for the song, something special for the song. Yeah.
So, I mean, where do you get the kind of inspiration for the songs that you like then? I mean, the stuff that you write. Is it kind of, I'm going to sit down and write about this topic, or is it just something, you know, it just pops into your head and you kind of go with it?
It just pops in my head, basically. Whatever topic is around, you know, suddenly when you like open the paper, like, whoa, this is happening. That could be a song, you know, or like emotions or feelings that you have at the moment of time. You'd be like, okay, I want to write about this. So we have no rules.
Right.
We just write and write whatever we want to write. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how much fun do you fellas have? I mean, you're young lads, right?
Yeah.
You're making a fair amount of money. You're flying off to New Zealand. You're shooting a video over there.
Yeah.
I mean, look at these people outside who are working in an office. You know, you guys are running around with guitars, bass and drums.
But they look like they're having fun.
They really do. It's pretend. It's pretend. But really, I mean, it's something you dream about as a teenager, right?
Yeah.
For a lot of people. So, I mean, genuinely, how does it feel to be in a position where you're doing something that so many people want to do?
Yeah, but it's not as easy as it looks, you know. It's not as easy because we put our heart and soul and we gave up all our studies for this. So we're doing this.
Ready for
no day job.
Yeah.
No day job. Right.
No day job.
Right.
And yeah, here we are. 10 years. I guess we're doing okay. We have our ups and downs though.
Yes.
Yeah. Like some years can go really bad. Some years can go really like wow. So yeah.
But do you have anything big in the pipeline, you know, after you released your English album and all?
Well, the English album, we are planning to release it next year.
Mm. Okay.
So if let's not go there first. Okay. Let's talk about this year.
Yeah.
We're going to do our 10th year anniversary concert.
Oh awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
But I can tell you more about
When's it going to be?
It's going to be in October, somewhere in October.
Mm-hmm.
And the place is somewhere in KL.
Somewhere in KL.
Oh, it's sneaky this one. You know?
Very secretive,
surprise, okay.
You guys.
So, I mean, do you have other bands that you're going to have on the lineup as well, or is it just going to be you guys for this?
It's just going to be us.
It's just going to be you playing all your stuff.
Yeah,
all
awesome. 10th anniversary.
It'd be great that will, right?
Yeah, all the new stuff, all the old stuff. Special for the loyal fans, you know.
Yeah.
Because the last concert that we ever did was back in 2010.
2010.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, 2010.
Yes. Wow.
But we didn't do it in KL, we did it in Bliss. So
right.
That was just to go really deep in the north side. So now we're going to do it in KL, hopefully October, November, December.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't, we don't have a specific date yet.
I want to quickly rewind very quickly about what you were saying. And you were saying, you know, you've given up your studies and your day jobs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This must, I mean, let's talk about 10 years ago or 11 years ago, whatever it was. Your parents at that time, you know, for all of you, I'd imagine, when you said, right, I'm in a rock band and I don't want to study and I don't want to do this. I mean, what was the kind of reaction they gave you?
If you're in the 80s or the 90s, maybe you could do better, you know, because lack of technology at the time and then people really appreciate live concerts and stuff like that. So he had his own opinion about it, but I still wanted to do whatever I want to do. And yeah, I proved it to him.
Yeah.
After like 5 years, and then said, Dad, I can put food on the table. Here I am.
Ah.
With the boys. Yeah. Here we are.
Same with you two?
Yeah, same goes to me.
Right.
I dropped off my study at second semester.
Right.
We're not encouraging you to stop your study.
Yeah, but at that time we were really busy, super busy.
Yeah. We didn't have any choice.
So you've kind of got it. What you're suggesting is before you kind of give up what you're doing in your studies, you need to establish something first.
Make sure you know what your goals in life. Make sure you have a target and go for it. You're definitely going to get it.
All right, good stuff. Fellas, we'll be back with these fellas in a couple of minutes. Of course, we've got a giveaway. We've got a break coming up. 016-201-9000. We are giving away a Spotify swag, 3-month premium pass, a tote bag, sunglasses, all kinds of stuff.
That's
all you have
it.
To do is answer this question.
Tell us, what is the name of Beyoncé's latest album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Also, if you want tickets to go and see M83 at Urbanscapes, stay tuned. We're giving some of those away at the end of the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chu.
In the studio with us is
Bunkface.
They're with us all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. They're not going anywhere. They smell lovely. They have this perfume. Have I told you about that? We'll be doing more about that a little bit later on. Of course, we've got news from page 2 coming up and a giveaway. 016-201-9000. Spotify swag. Answer this question.
What is the name of Beyoncé's latest album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is up to win as well.
Boys, can you behave? You know, people will be tuning and listening at home and be turning it up really loud. Anyway, we've got news from page 2 coming up right now. Have a listen to this.
Extra, extra, beat all the
What's all the shouting?
Richard.
Yeah.
What's your story?
It's about ambulances. In Beijing.
On a Friday.
On a Friday, right?
On a Friday, we're talking about ambulances.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's rush hour. It's rainy outside. It's that kind of day where if you're stuck in an ambulance, you're going to be stuck in there for a while, right? Nobody wants that. No, you don't want to be stuck in an ambulance full stop, right?
Yeah.
So imagine,
wants to get into an ambulance, okay, full stop.
That's what I just said twice. Thank you very much for reminding me. Now, what I'm saying is Beijing is a place where there's a lot more traffic on the road than there is here, right?
Yeah.
And you guys been to Beijing, right?
No,
you're not been. It's a crazy place. So many cars on the road. Now, the thing is with their ambulances, They're very much like our taxi drivers here in Malaysia. You know, you get in and they charge you a lot of money to go to places that sometimes you don't want to go to, and sometimes they go all the way around before they get there. You know what it's like, right? Yeah. So what the Beijing authorities have decided that they need to do now is that when you get in a Beijing ambulance, they've got a meter. So you get in.
What?
You could be having a heart attack. You're like, bro, can you make sure the meter's on, please? You know, just to make sure, because they've been charging people for like half a month's wages just to go from where they've had their accident or whatever to the hospital.
Oh. I mean, it's bad. It's really
bad. Of course it
bad.
Is. But this is the problem of a free economy, right? You know, people can kind of charge what they want, but they have to bring in this law to stop people from doing this.
So who actually decides how much they will charge? The driver?
The driver, yeah. He's the fella who's in charge of the whole vehicle.
I thought ambulances were free.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought earlier as well.
No, it's not free.
No, it's not free.
It's not in China.
A few places it is free.
So after you get well in the hospital, comes the bill.
Correct. Correct. I mean, and there's been some people, like I mentioned, whose bill has been so high, they can't afford to pay it, you know, and they're stuck there. And how do they get
home? So when you're having a heart attack, don't call the ambulance, call your friends.
Yeah, that's probably a better idea.
Yeah, free of charge.
But then your friend will say, I'm on the way. And you know what Malaysians are like.
Still in the
toilet. 1 hour later.
Yeah, 1 hour later, right? Are you here yet? Are you there yet? I'm on the way. Yeah, you're still in the shower, I know. Okay.
That is ridiculous.
I know, right? But it's a lot of money. But anyway, what have you got for me tonight?
Well, my story is about an app again.
What is it with you and apps?
No, but listen out, okay? But this app is something different, okay? It's a high-tech body odor detector. So, you know Nivea, the company, the brand?
Yeah, just drop a few names, why don't you? You know.
Okay, so they just announced a new product called Nose, N-O-S-E, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's actually a mobile phone cover, which works as electronic a nose and then paired with a downloadable app. So if you have...
Wait, stop. It's a mobile phone cover with an electronic nose.
Yes.
Electronic nose?
Detector. So, I mean, it connects with the app.
This is interesting. Are you listening? It's a business opportunity here.
Yeah, business opportunity. Yeah. So, if you or your friends or whoever nearby you, there's a body odor, stinks badly. So, just turn it on and see how high and how bad it is.
Oh.
Wait, but
so, it actually picks up the smell and then it actually evaluates based on an algorithm created after analyzing the scents of 4,000 other men.
Other men.
Women.
Or women.
Is it necessary to have an app like this?
Everyone just wants
to make money.
Right. I mean, you could just be honest. You could just sit next to your friend and say, hey,
you stink.
Right?
No, you don't tell. You don't tell.
Oh,
someone.
I do.
I mean, if it's a friend,
you sit next to me and you smell.
No,
I'm telling you.
If it's a friend, okay. What if you sit with a stranger? If you're sat right next to a stranger, what are you going to do?
I'll pass him a short note that says there's a shower just around the corner. No, I mean, but really, I mean,
really?
I wouldn't. If it was you, I would tell you. If it was one of our interns, I'd tell them. If it was one of our guests, I'd probably tell them after they'd left. you know what I mean? But, I mean, I see the idea. It's a marketing gimmick for Nivea, of course, right?
Definitely.
But then you have to put your mobile phone underneath your armpit. I don't like the idea of that.
Yeah, it's quite
because
weird.
Then you've got to put it close to your face. And,
it's quite awkward. I mean, what if someone, if it's not body odor, what about farts?
Yeah, that's an entirely different market.
Apps for farts.
I don't know. Bad
you
breath.
You and your apps. You and your apps. Right, okay. Enough waffle.
Maybe you should actually buy more bunk face perfume then.
Clever.
Is there a website for that? Twitter address? Where can we buy?
Where can we buy the perfume?
You can log on to bunk face perfume. On Instagram.
On Instagram.
That's all.
All right, that's what we're doing after the show.
All right.
Link to that on our Facebook page.
Thank you.
Okie dokie, we're going to move on. This is like a little quiz thing, right? Okay. So it sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty Pants.
Yeah, it's meant to be really annoying. So the idea is we have 3 minutes, and the idea is to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know it, just say skip, and we move right on.
All right.
Okay. All right? So we'll take the first answer. Okay. So try and be democratic. No arguing, please. No fighting. All right. Your 3 minutes start now. Former footballer Vinnie Jones changed into which profession when he retired? Musician or acting?
Don't know. Musician.
He was an actor. Right. Apollo Creed, Clubber Lang, and Ivan Drago are all opponents for which boxer? Jake LaMotta or Rocky Balboa?
Rocky Balboa.
Ding ding. Ooh. What is the name? What is the name of Beyoncé's latest album?
Lemonade.
Okay, Xanthic relates to which color? Purple or yellow?
I don't know.
Skip.
Okay, we're skipping. In chess, what do you call out when you've already won the game with the final move?
Checkmate.
Well done. Oh. Mamusium was the Roman name for which English city? Birmingham or Manchester?
Your city.
Well done. Manchester it is. Legends
Skip.
Of... Really?
No.
Try it first. Right. Legends of the Hidden Temple was a popular kids game show on which TV network? Disney Channel or Nickelodeon? Go on, have a guess.
Nickelodeon.
Well done. Right. In the 2008 Summer Olympics were held in which city? Rome or Beijing? They have really bad ambulances, I hear.
Beijing.
Well done. Okay, the brand Lacoste uses which animal for their logo?
Crocodile.
Well done. What is the scientific name for a human shoulder blade? Is it the ulna or the scapula?
Scapula.
Which of these words is Japanese for divine wind? Otaku or kamikaze?
Kamikaze.
Well done. The round indentations on a golf ball are called what? Pips or dimples?
Come again?
The dimp... I've already dimples. Dimples. Well done.
Woo!
Damn it. Right. Complete this Incubus song lyric. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open...
Hearts.
No, Labro. Eyes. Right. Who gave Yves Saint Laurent his start in fashion? Dior or Gucci?
Dior.
Dior or Gucci? Well done. DJ Snake is a popular record producer and rapper from which country? The US or France?
Skip.
You sure? US or France? Well done.
France.
Which of these is a film directed by Alfred Hitchcock? Rope, Chinatown, or The Big Sleep?
Big Sleep.
Eh. What type of food is a hen of the wood? A tomato or a mushroom?
Mushroom.
Correct. Venom is the arch enemy of which superhero?
Spider-Man.
In Japanese food, what exactly is matcha?
Matcha.
Spelled slightly different.
It's matcha.
Yeah, that one. Matcha.
Green tea.
Correct. Green tea powder, but we'll take that. Which sport requires you to sweep the ice whilst stopping a stone on a specific target? Placing or curling?
Curling.
Captain Morgan is a brand of which alcoholic drink? Gin or rum?
Rum.
Correct. Batman roams and protects which fictional city?
Gotham.
Final question. Francesco Totti has been playing football for one club his entire career.
Roma.
Correct. Oh. Right, we will be back after these messages to find out how well Bunkface did. Please do not go anywhere. And if you want M83 tickets, listen at the end of the show. We'll tell you how you can get a hold of some. You're listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's been a long day. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline June.
We're joined in the studio by the fellas from...
Bunkface.
They've had a long day too.
All right, it's Bunkface Fridays today. We're giving away a tote bag, pair of sunglasses, as well as a 3-month premium pass. If you want to win a Spotify goodie bag, just answer this question. Tell us, what is the name of Beyonce's latest album?
If you listen to Smarty Pants, the answer was in there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
So we're almost out of time. We've got a few minutes left. So what we'll do is we'll go through some of the questions you got wrong, tell people how well you did, right? There's okay. Three fellas, you got to be smart, right?
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Go on.
All right, so the first one, former footballer Vinnie Jones changed into which profession when he retired? Actor.
That's debatable.
Xanthic relates to which color? It's yellow. Complete this Incubus song lyric. I'm not going to sing, but whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open eyes. One last one. Which of these is a film directed by Alfred Hitchcock? The answer is Rope.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Okay, let's have a drum roll then, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bunkface scored 19 points.
Whoa, let's go.
Hey, bud.
Congratulations, fellas. Congratulations.
Well done.
Right then, so we've been asking this question all night. We've given you a few minutes to get your answers in about the Beyoncé's latest album. If you wanted to win Spotify swag, fellas, what's the name of Beyoncé's latest album?
We don't know.
You don't know.
Now you don't know?
No, don't you pretend.
You forgot already.
Lemonade.
There you go, lemonade. Yeah. Right, thank you very much for joining us, fellas. It's been a lot of fun having you in the studio. Good luck with the new album. Congratulations on the 10 years. Can we get some tickets?
And some perfume.
And some perfume. Send it all over. We'll give
Mr.
it away.
Mr. Manager.
Yeah, we'll speak to the manager when you get out of the studio. You're not going anywhere, bro. Right. Right. Okay. So if you want to get your hands on M83 tickets, what we'll be doing, they're performing KL Live on May the 7th. Thanks to our friends at Urbanscapes. They're giving away a bunch of tickets. Which country are M83 from? Send in your answer to 016-201-9000. And if you're lucky, you'll be a winner. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Time to wrap up then, Addie. What fact have you got for me tonight?
Just waited for that long to press it.
Yeah.
My fact. Now, the phrase Time Person of the Year contains the first, second, and third most commonly used nouns in English in order.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. What about yours?
Mine is that ants are small enough to not be damaged by microwave rays. If you put an ant in a microwave, they can survive it because they're small enough to dodge the rays.
Oh.
Not that I suggest you try it, but I'm just saying it's possible.
Don't do it.
Don't do
Please
it.
Please do not do it
yeah,
at home.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Gents, thanks for coming in. Absolute pleasure.
Thank you, thank BFM. You. Bye-bye.
Say goodnight to Bunkface, everybody.
Goodnight.
Bye-bye. Goodnight, folks. It has been that time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.